Good morning.
Good morning.
And how are you proceeding?
I am proceeding with, I would say at this point I'm proceeding with enthusiasm and encouragement.
Excellent.
I had some type of health complication in the last week, which maybe we'll discuss a bit later, but so I had to conjure up a little magic a couple of days ago to get myself.
And were you successful?
Yes.
Congratulations.
I had to do something to get myself out of that hole that I was in. So I really applied myself in many ways. As of this moment, it's very much improved. I was thinking about this morning because I wanted to talk about this subject, and I was thinking that, you know, the real challenge in this kind of situation and in relation to many other types of situations, for me, the challenge is really the consistency, because I do have the ability to, quote unquote, conjure up the magic and be in the present and apply myself. But the consistency in that is the real challenge. And it kind of connects also to this. We had this, you know, when we were discussing the earth changes, you were encouraging us to be proactive rather than reactive. And this consistency is connected to that, you know, in any situation, to to not always be on the defensive and to kind of move into proactive creativity and proactive, not necessarily, you know, in relation to help, not necessarily going in a direction of being preventive, but, you know, being proactive about what we want to create.
Correct. Yes. And I would agree with you that the most significant challenge is being consistent.
Because there's a lot of distractions, there's a lot of familiar habits that are not necessarily, you know, encouraging or going in a direction of being present and being creative and being taking responsibility for, you know, one's experience. And
and also you forget
and
you step into those familiar directions, you think about it in a moment and you become inspired or passionate or motivated in a moment because of certain information or an experience, regardless of what it is, that prompts you in a moment. But once that moment passes, to be consistent, it requires you to continue to pay attention to that subject and to use your thought mechanism in a productive manner to be continuing to maintain that motivation in a particular direction. And that requires some effort.
Yes.
Not a tremendous amount of effort, but it does require some effort.
Yeah, you mentioned motivation. I was going to say inspiration. Yeah, that can be a challenge because sometimes it feels dull, or it, you know, we I get to a dull place or complacent place, and I'm in those moments I remember, you know, the magic, but to actually express in that those manners, it kind of, you know, motivation and inspiration are fuels that sometimes feels like they're not there.
Yes. But in that, I would say to you that at times this can be where the factor of what you don't want and what you don't like can interplay in a beneficial manner. Not to concentrate on that, but reminding yourself about what you don't want or you don't like, and therefore rekindling that motivation or that inspiration to maintain in the other direction,
Yes.
and to motivate yourself in that expression of consistency.
It's an art.
I would have.
Let me, in relation to all this situation, let me ask you about some questions about energy healing, because I would say that even just in these past few weeks, in this past month, my ability to manipulate energy has increased in a significant capacity. Would you agree?
Yeah.
One question that I have, we had discussed this a bit before, and I had asked you about, you know, doing gestures when I use my hands to manipulate energy or just create, you know, a focus of energy on a certain area of the body. You had told me that, you know, gestures, physical gestures, don't matter that much, that they're actually being used as focal points by people. And I don't have that impulse to move or make gestures when I do that. But I had a really interesting healing experience with this woman here where I am right now. And she is very strong. She is very good. Her name is Chantal, and she does use gestures, and I understand that that's her way. But when I was lying down and she was doing those gestures, I was feeling the movements of energy, you know, very strongly, like it, you know, the kind of thing where I have to look and make sure she's not touching me because it feels so physical. And she wasn't. And that kind of got me thinking, like, well, there's something interesting about the movements that occur. So that about that manipulation. And then, you know, when I got home and was experimenting with that, I still don't have that impulse to make physical gestures. But then I spontaneously started to direct the energy, create movements in the energy with my mind. My hand is in a place, and I would do spirals of energy or movements that look like that infinity sign, like the number 8 sideways.
Yes.
And I could feel it immediately. Like it the energy was moving in those in that fashion, and it got me wondering about, well, what would you have to say about the difference between, you know, just placing my hand and letting the energy do its thing, and sometime it'll get moving, but when it moves on its own, for me, it's kind of like those essence interactions where there's another essence moving in, and you know, like Twyla, and she is creating the pattern of energy. But this is like the first time where I've been directing those patterns objectively myself, just using my mind. But the truth is, I don't really know what I'm doing when I do that. Like, there's some element of question in me, because if I'm just letting the energy do its thing, which is what I usually do, it kind of feels like I trust that. But if I'm creating the pattern, the shape objectively, I'm kind of questioning myself, well, do I really know what I'm doing here?
Do you know what you're doing when you are allowing the energy to move itself?
No, but I trust it, because I figure, well, energy is intelligent and it's going to do its own thing.
I would express that it is the same. It is no different. It is merely a matter of whether you want to move with it or not. So, let me explain to you in this manner. Some individuals like to listen to music, and while they are listening to music, they are still. Some individuals like to listen to music, and while they are listening to it, they move with the rhythm of the music. One individual is not appreciating the music any more than the other. They are engaging it in a manner that feels natural to them. Therefore, one individual listening to the music, while they are listening, they are following an impulse, not thinking about it. They are following an impulse to move to the rhythm of that music. Another individual automatically sings along with the song without thinking about it. Another individual may be still and not singing and merely listening to the music. But all of them appreciate the music the same and are engaging it the same. In this, it is the same type of situation with energy manipulation. If you feel in a moment or at any time or even consistently to move yourself with the flow of the energy, then you will prompt yourself to do so, and in doing so, you are engaging it in that fashion in which you are moving yourself with the movement of the energy. Or you may be inclined to not be moving at all and merely observing how the energy is moving. But in either direction, it matters not. It is merely a matter of what you are prompting yourself to do in relation to the movement of the energy the time, it doesn't enhance it or hinder it.
I guess it moves.
In that, what I would say to you is that it is not that you are affecting the energy differently if you move with it. Therefore, it is not a matter of questioning yourself. You are not influencing it differently if you move with it or if you don't move with it. It is merely a matter of individual preference as to how you feel more comfortable in flowing with it. What I would say is that at times and for some individuals, just as in the situation with music, some individuals feel that they are actually participating more if they are moving.
I guess my concern with, you know, directing the movement of the energy, just using my mind, I'm not physically moving, but I can feel the energy moving in the patterns that I'm establishing with my mind. I guess I just don't want to be forceful and impose a pattern on the energy that, you know, might not be particularly beneficial, for example, because the energy wouldn't be moving in that fashion necessarily if I wasn't, you know, creating of that type of pattern and movement objectively.
But that is precisely what I am expressing to you, is that the energy would move in that direction. You are not changing the direction merely because you are thinking of a pattern. The energy is influencing you to think of a pattern. You are thinking of the pattern in relation to how the energy is translating with you and through you, just as with a song, the factor that an individual is singing along with the song or is moving their body in relation to the rhythm of the song, it doesn't change the song.
I understand, but I'm questioning that because it seems to me that there's a difference in how I feel the energy, whether I'm doing that action of enhancing or establishing a pattern with my mind. If I don't do it, I won't feel the energy doing the same thing.
Very well. Let us approach it from a different angle. What difference do you feel?
If I don't, you know, what seems to me to, you know, direct or create a pattern with my mind, I will feel the energy move, you know, more diffuse and more like mist-like. But if I direct it with my mind, you know, yes, the shapes that came to me, the patterns were spontaneous, and I can maybe that's what you mean, like I'm picking up on those patterns anyway. But if I don't like create those patterns with my mind, I won't feel the energy moving in that direction unless somebody like some energy like Twyla moves in and starts doing patterns, which happens, you know, this is what typically happens when an energy like Twyla participates. But if it's just me, or what seems to be just me, energy will not necessarily move in those fashions unless I'm doing those, those patterns with my mind.
And what I would say to you is, it is more a situation that you are slightly misinterpreting the situation and what you feel. That in actuality, the patterns are the same, but in the same capacity as the analogy with the song. Mm-hmm. If that individual that is moving to the rhythm or singing along with the song is quiet and not moving and listening to the song, they will feel the song differently. Because when they are involving themselves with the song and they are moving to the rhythm or they are singing along with it, they are enhancing it because they are involving their energy with the song. Therefore, what it is doing is merely generating it to be stronger.
Okay, that makes sense to me. So the pattern might be there at the time, but unless I enhance it, I might not notice it or experience it in the same way.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Okay.
But you are not changing the patterns. You are not changing the flow of the energy or the pattern of the energy. You are adding to it by enhancing it. And therefore, in a manner of speaking, you are turning up the volume.
But isn't that a possibility, though, to kind of throw a wrench into the energy, in a way, manner of speaking, with applying patterns that would be not necessarily natural? But then
yeah.
I would have to have that intention to create that.
Correct. And also, I would say to you that if you were genuinely paying attention to your own promptings and paying attention to the energy, if it was moving in a direction that was not beneficial, you would feel that immediately.
Yes, yes.
Therefore, if you were enhancing the energy, and let us say hypothetically that it was too strong,
mm-hmm,
with another individual, you would immediately feel that.
Okay.
And you stop.
Yeah, and I sometimes do. Like, when I was raising the volume in this past week, I had a pretty strong experience with myself. But at some point, I could feel like, oh, this is enough. You know, like, it didn't feel good at that point to continue.
Yes, and you would feel that with yourself or with another individual. And at that point, you would stop because you would notice. But in that, it simply is merely a matter of the volume, that you are participating and therefore in the same manner as pooling energy. You are participating and therefore you are enhancing the energy. And in that you are turning up the volume. And if the volume is too high, you will know that immediately and you will stop.
Let me ask you about another aspect of this energy manipulation. I had different imagery come to me in recent times about using the tip of my fingers. I've been usually using just my palm, you know, to kind of create a concentration of energy. But it came to my attention that using the tip of my fingers, or kind of like shaping the fingers a little bit like a blade or like a laser and directing energy in that manner, it's actually much more strong and it seems to go deeper. And it's kind of an easier way to direct, to be more specific with the, you know, the applying and directing energy.
I would agree. I would also express that it is a matter of paying attention that that isn't always necessary.
Yes.
But that at times that can be a significant benefit, to be more pinpointed and more focused and more precise.
And it's kind of an effective way also to raise that volume, like you were saying.
Yes.
Would you say that it would be realistic for me to start, or, you know, somehow get to seeing energy? I feel it, and my sensitivity to it has increased over time. You know, certainly all those health challenges really gave me a framework to develop that sensitivity. But I'm kind of curious about seeing the energy, like with my eyes, because especially when, you know, involving other people and working on other people, with myself, it's easier. I have not only the feeling in my hand, but in the body itself. Whereas at least the times that I've worked with other people, mostly Adam and Atticus, I can feel the energy in my hand and I can feel the energy that is being projected, but I don't necessarily feel what it's like for them. So I'm kind of wondering about, well, maybe it would be interesting to bring into the mix visuals about that energy. And I'm wondering, is it a big stretch for me to go in that direction? Or what would you say?
I would express that it is merely a matter of practice. And the easy aspect about seeing energy is that you can practice with anything, because everything has an energy field. Therefore, you can practice continuously or whenever you choose. Everything has an energy field.
And where do I start?
A chair, a table, anything. And anything that is living has an energy field that moves. Therefore, I would express that it is merely a matter of practice in observing the energy fields around anything. And the more you practice, the more accomplished you become at it, and the more you will actually begin to not only see the energy fields, but see how they move and see the different colors and the different shades and the different pulses in relation to them.
Okay. Well, we can talk about this some more another time. Thank you.
You are very welcome.
Can I ask? Oops, sorry.
Yes.
Just a very, very quick question before we part. You have mentioned, in relation to regeneration, you have mentioned to different individuals that coffee is not necessarily a good idea. What about tea and cocoa in relation to regeneration specifically? Would they be neutral, helpful, or counterproductive?
I would express teas some teas are neutral. Some teas would be moving closer in the direction of coffee, but most teas would be somewhat neutral. Cocoa, I would say, in relation to regeneration, not necessarily.
Okay. But would it be so less than neutral? It could be a hindrance. Okay. Okay, well, you know, I wish this had been a 12-hour conversation, but that's all right. Thank you so much, and we'll pick it up next month.
Very well. Until our next meeting, my friend, in tremendous lovingness to you as always. Au revoir.
Au revoir.